there's virtually no limit to the delusions that human beings can presume on the basis of their tendencies, their desiring, their motivation, their reactions to experience. And because of this, individuals step out of the stream of conventional relations. In other words, they at some point cease to act or live on the basis of the ego, the experiential self. And establish a sacred relationship by which they are relieved of the implications of this birth. The purpose of our meeting with one another, each of you individually with me, is of this kind. It is not a conventional relationship we are here to dramatize with one another, you as me, or you with one another, but to be lifted out of that destiny. And therefore your relationship with me must be of a sacred nature, must involve an entirely different kind of discipline than the usual life presumes. Your relationship to me in itself implies a commitment to the essential teaching or consideration, which is part of my communication with you. Apart from this sacred process that our relationship implies, the only thing we have to realize in one another's company is suffering and delusion, which, as you see, is what the usual man realizes. In all my years of teaching work, there's been a constant struggle to maintain this quality in our relationship. It is constantly my obligation to eliminate what stands in the way, what makes your approach to me a conventional one, what makes your response to me conventional, egoic, ordinary. And this is a great task. It's very difficult. It requires your whole life. Your obligation personally is that in this matter of sadhana, the sacred occasion of our relationship, I must find a way to make that workable in this world, to maintain a communication to you, to keep myself available to you, to be able to stay myself out of the usual games of life so that I am available under circumstances that are free of conventional associations. This body dies, that body dies. You know, we can rejuvenate, feel better, live longer, but still, in this world, everybody dies. That's why we do sadhana. Because separation enters in. We're willing to fulfill the law of love. On the other hand, what you love dies. That's the paradox of this place, and that's what makes it a hell. That's why this is one of the realms of suffering. This is not a heaven. This is not a place of fulfillment. That's why we must yield to the true condition. So we mustn't become dependent on the conventional aspect of our relations. We must recognize our relations. Recognize the loved one. You must recognize me. Our relationship must be a spiritual one.